Hi, this is Rabbi Ari Spiegler with the Zman Tshuva Lakol podcast, the podcast that aims to help each of us improve our tshuva efforts during the Yamim Noraim season by focusing on one or two entries from the Vidui. V'al chataim shanu chayavim alehem asham vaday v'taloi, and for the sins for which we are obligated to bring a guilt offering for a definite or a possible sin. A guilt offering for a definite sin may be brought for any of five sins. Among them is swearing falsely that one does not have another's property in his possession and using the property of the sanctuary for one's own pleasure. A guilt offering for a possible sin is brought whenever there is a reasonable possibility, as opposed to definite evidence, that someone has become obligated to bring a chatat, a sin offering. V'al chataim shenu chayavim alehem makat mardut, and for the sins for which we incur lashes for rebelliousness. These lashes are imposed for the intentional violation of a rabbinic prohibition to coerce a recalcitrant to perform scripturally ordained positive commandments, and whenever the court deems it necessary to prevent widespread abuse of scriptural or rabbinic law. And for the sins for which we incur 40 lashes. The lashes, actually 39, are imposed by the Torah upon someone who violates a negative commandment by committing an action, despite a specific warning that the act is forbidden and punishable. Two valid witnesses must see the transgression and testify before the Beis Din, which has the sole authority to administer the penalty. Among such sins are eating forbidden foods and eating or working on Yom Kippur. A full list may be found in the Rambam in Hilchot Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Tet. V'al chataim shanu chayavim alehem asham vaday v'taloi, v'al chataim shanu chayavim alehem makat mardut, v'al chataim shanu chayavim alehem makud arba'im. And for the sins for which we are obligated to bring a guilt offering for a definite or a possible sin, and for the sins for which we incur lashes for rebelliousness, and for the sins for which we incur 40 lashes. That's it for today. Please take a moment to think about times when maybe you've fallen prey to the behavior that we discussed today. Can you think of specific examples? If so, take time to think about the damage that was done so that you can better feel genuine feelings of regret. Take time now or sometime today to articulate verbally what happened and how you regret that it happened. Is there someone with whom you need to make amends? Consider doing so. Consider reaching out and sharing with them what happened and how you regret that it happened. Ask for their forgiveness. How can you prevent these mistakes from happening again? What triggered this mistake? What can you do going forward to not let this behavior repeat itself? Spend some time today contemplating today's entries and have a meaningful and transformational day.